We are in the studio with Maha Nassar. We have Kamal, Carl Franklin, and we have Ala Al-Nazay. We are finally joined by a sister, Zara, who's also going to be joining the Solidarity Movement this summer with SLAB on the youth delegation, the student delegation to Palestine. Welcome all of our guests. We also want to remind you that if you call 212-209-2900, we will be taking calls.
Yeah, if you have questions or comments, we're going to start off this segment. We have about 20 minutes for this segment, a little bit less than that, to discuss the current quote-unquote peace talks going on in the negotiations, so we can open it up with, and feel free to join in, Zara, Maha, and Ala. What do you think about the current negotiations? How do you feel they're going?
You mean the new roadmap issue?
Right, the new roadmap that, you know, Bush is putting forth.
Like, I had that comment about the roadmap. Like, the roadmap, basically, it's just a new form of, like, you know, making plays on the people and trying to show them that, yeah, things are going well and there is something going on in the Middle East. They want, like, it's just, you know, a question of election issue. That's, okay, I achieved something. George Bush will go and say, I achieved something in the Middle East. Yeah, I had the victory in Iraq and I achieved, like, peaceful settlement in the Middle East. So, the roadmap itself doesn't address nothing of, like, the essence of the question of the conflict. So it's just speaking about, like, you know, the surface of the conflict and to make the things just come down, like, to be cooled down without speaking about the reality. So basically, I'm, as a refugee, I'm concerned about the question of right of return. And it doesn't seem that the roadmap have anything to do with the right of return. So basically, As I see, it's just you know, they're returning back to the same circle of going back to negotiation, the process issue, and not focusing on a peace. They focus on just having a process, not a peace. Yeah, like a peace process without peace. So basically, it's just there is no map and there is no road in it. It's not political issue. It's just a cover for the imperial policies, the imperialistic policies of the United States within the whole and the world. So I could say that it's just an old wine in a new bottle, and that's the roadmap.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the questions I want to ask you is, now that we have Zara Khan in the studio, we have Kamal here, what do you think is the importance of these international solidarity brigades with Palestine? What do you think they can contribute to the Palestinian movement, resistance movement, and what do you think is the importance of building alliances with other communities of color around the world that also live under the boot of U.S. militarism and imperial oppression?
Yeah, with kind
of. Okay. Of course.
We do have some calls, and for those of you who are calling, hold on. We're going to answer this question and then take some calls.
Okay. Basically, I think there's me and my friend Maha. We think both that the Palestinian question is not far. It's totally connected and part of the whole international struggle against the imperial powers and against the whole colonialism and racism around the world. So it's so important to have that alliance within the whole oppressed people and oppressed communities all over the world, so we could find ways to resist the whole oppressions that's going on in the world. So this is one side of the thing. The other thing with the internationals, that they come to Palestine, it's so important for the international activists to see the reality, to visualize it more than to read it, to read about it in a book. But at the same time, I had some, like, comments, some criticism for some internationalists that they came to Palestine. Basically, the idea of, like, you know, not equalizing the lives, and, like, to think that the internationalist, like, American passport person is much more worth in his life than a Palestinian, and to see that it's important to have an internationalist there because the Israeli will not shoot at him because he is American passport, and it's not important, the Palestinian will be dead, die, and the, you know, the idea of that this both life is not equal, it's so making me going crazy about it, you know.
Absolutely.
The other thing that it's important for the activists to see the reality and to try to understand it basically from a Palestinian perspective, like from the oppressed perspective, and not to have with like a pre-assumptions and judgments and so it's so important for the activists to see, but in the same time, and it's so important for them to work within their own local communities, not to work like in Palestine. It's fine if they want to do anything there, but it's more important to work within their own local community to address the Palestinian question and to connect it with the whole struggle that's going on in the world. So.
We're gonna try to take a caller. You know, it's so much information to fit into only an hour show. We want to try to get as much as possible. The first caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Lumumba Bandele.
Good morning, Lumumba Bandele.
You know, I had a question for Alaa and the other guests. First of all, we want to welcome you to our communities here, because I know you've been traveling to different communities of color, and we want to welcome you. But one of the things I wanted to ask was, what is the perception by the Palestinian people of the solidarity of the Palestinian struggles of people of color here in the States, particularly in New York City?
So I think Lumumba is asking, what is the perception of the Palestinians about groups like maybe the New York Solidarity Movement for a Free Palestine and other people of color who are talking about being in solidarity with the Palestinian people?
I think that our people do appreciate highly those international shields like we talk about them, that they sacrifice their money and their efforts and their even sometimes their lives, like Rachel that we know very well, and we had contact with her. We appreciate highly those people who feel with the Palestinian people and make solidarity with them. It's very important for us to have these people among us. That's why you can see it. And the New York Solidarity Movement, when they were there, they could see the hospitality of the Palestinian people to them and the appreciation to the role that they play in solidarity with our cause.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Lumumba, for calling. We're going to take another call. The next caller, can you introduce yourself? Good morning. You're on WBAI.
Yeah, I'd like to have you guys reiterate the information that you gave at the beginning of the program, that fine young man has to go to Mexico because CUNY has priced itself out of his budget. These criminals have deprived him of an education here in New York City. I would like to hear a little more about that. And also, I would like to see if we can determine the size of our tax dollars that go to Israel. Because there are a lot of people who say, well, I don't support Israel. But whether they support Israel or not, there a large proportion of their tax dollar goes to supporting that evil, evil state known as Israel. And as a Jewish American, I call it evil. And as a member of high standing of the Illuminati, would you please comment on that?
Thank you. We're going to take one more call and let Slab respond to that. At Student Voices for Peace Rise Up Radio, we continually cover the issue of CUNY and stand in solidarity with CUNY. Slab can make the announcement about what he spoke about earlier.
I mean, we really can't get into CUNY right now. There's not too much time, except the fact that, you know, money doesn't grow out of trees, and our money is going to, like, hurt other people in other countries and not to what's important for Americans over here, and Americans don't realize that because the television doesn't tell them that all the time.
And I think some of the statistics that he wanted us to reiterate were, again, that nearly 40% of all U.S. foreign aid goes to Israel, with over $3.5 billion in direct aid annually and an additional $1 billion through other sources. So those are the statistics that we'd quoted earlier, and we're reiterating again for our audiences. Next caller, you're on WBAI.
We lost that caller. I wanted to give a chance, Zara, a chance to say something. She's going on with the delegation to Palestine. Can you speak a little bit about you going, your solidarity with the Palestinian people, why that's important to you as a person of color and as a student?
I think especially as a student it's important, because one of the twofold purposes of showing solidarity with oppressed groups throughout the world is to counter the dissemination of misinformation here, and we can come back to our communities of color, our mosques, you know, whatever affiliations we have, and give information about our experience of living under occupation for only 2 weeks, and then try to make people imagine what it's like to live under occupation from the time they're born until the time that they're martyred. And as a student, I'm going to bring this back to Hunter College and, you know, try to counter all that misinformation, like Ala was speaking about the roadmap to peace. I've heard it called the roadblock to peace, and I think that's a more appropriate title, because the roadmap makes it sound as though ending occupation should be a process, as though Palestinians have to learn how to police themselves so that Israelis no longer have to police them, and that's ridiculous. And, you know, come back here after living there and tell people that the occupation cannot be justified and it needs to come to an end now.
Thank you. We're going to take one more call before we have to wrap up in the next 5 minutes so that we can have some last comments from all of our guests. Caller, you're on the air with Rise Up Radio.
How you doing? This is Douglas Rumpf calling.
Hi. Thanks.
How you doing? Pardon me for not totally remembering the names of all your guests. But before, someone mentioned you were started talking about terrorism, and it was kind of just skipped over. And I'm just wondering, this issue of the struggle between Israeli and Palestinians reaching all around the world now, and I think terrorism is such a huge part of that, that I think that would be beneficial to discuss that on your show, especially your guest.
Hello?
You were cut off.
Sorry.
Caller, if you could call
back. Can you call back to finish your comment? We lost you, but I think what you were getting into was wanting our guests to comment a little bit more on terrorism. Kamal, do you want to respond to that?
Sure. I think a lot of times people want to talk about terrorism as a substitute of talking about the oppression that people face that may drive them to commit acts, which they think are the only way left for them to fight back.
Absolutely.
The so-called terrorists don't have tanks, they don't have planes, they don't have bombs, they don't have billions of dollars going into an economy to basically strangle one set of people and uplift another. So when we focus in on people's reactions as opposed to the state actions, which cause some people to decide that the only way in which they can fight for their own freedom is to take their own lives and other lives, then we miss the whole point. And the whole point is U.S. aggression around the world, U.S. military occupation around the world, and U.S. support for military occupations around the world needs to end. And that's the topic of the conversation.
And I'd like to actually quote something really interesting from Another World is Possible, which is on Subway and Elevated Press. George Bush, our illustrious president, in 1988, on the shooting down of an Iranian commercial airliner on July 3rd, 1988, by the U.S. Navy, said, and I quote, "I will never apologize for the United States of America. I don't care what the facts are." And I think it's very interesting, because when
the term terrorist,
yes, the term, it's all very relative. When other people commit acts of violence, they are terrorists. But of course, when we do it and we go around the world again supporting state sanctioned violence, it's called collateral damage. And so I think that, you know, it's really, really critical. I'm addressing this. So I know Maha made a point of emphasizing that there are other forms of resistance coming out of Palestine and coming out of global movements all over the world. And so we want to give value to that, and respect that. But a caller, if you are out there, please give us a call back.
Yeah. And, I mean, like you said, the term terrorist is people label the ANC terrorists during the apartheid struggle. Do either of our guests want to address the issue of terrorism? I mean, I don't think that anyone here supports any acts of terrorism, and that we, but we need to also make a point to be balanced and label and identify and resist any forms of injustice and any forms of crimes against people and crimes against humanity. And so if the caller was talking about that kind of terrorism, that's basically how everyone here is addressing that. I think we do have one more call. Let's try to see if... Hi, welcome. You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI. You can also tune in online and check out local events at www.wbai.org. Time is running out. Do we have the caller?
No. Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Just a brief comment. We're running out of time. We want to have some comments by the guests.
I'm a CUNY student from the College of Staten Island, and I'll say I love your show. I want to say what's up to my man Slabs, Amen.
Thanks.
But, I want to say, I'm going to talk about terrorism. I don't want to talk about terrorism if you don't identify the occupation as a terrorist one. Once you say the occupation is terrorist, we can talk about other forms of terrorism, but what the Israelis are doing, what the Americans are doing in Iraq, is terrorism.
Thank you, and we are very happy to hear from a student. Last comments by our panelists, our guests. Thank you for being here. Maybe you want to address some of the solutions that you as a Palestinian and maybe other Palestinians view as a solution to the process.
I just only want to add one comment. Is that all the people should open their minds and their eyes and differentiate between two things: terrorism, which we all against, and
that's right.
And especially terrorism organized by state, and between resistance, which is the right of the people and especially poor people to live and to survive, and it is recognized by the UN resolutions that says that all the people under occupation have the right to resist their occupiers by all the means that they have.
Okay, thank you. Allah.
I would like to thank you all for this great show and to everyone who called us. But the only thing that I want to comment about is that as Palestinians, we see that there will be no end for like military occupation, the whole form of racism, the whole form of oppression that's going on on the Palestinian land. There will be no just solution. So there will be, maybe there will be solutions, but there will be no just solution. So the just solution should be addressed within the whole concepts of like anti-racism, anti-apartheid, anti-occupation, anti-imperialism, the whole colonial policies that are going on around the world. So as a Palestinian, I see the solution just within this frame to be against any form of oppression that's going on around the world, not only in Palestine, but also within other. Yeah.
Thank you. I really hate to rush everybody. Come out. Any last comments? We have to wrap up.
No, just thank you for having us on the show. And this is obviously a struggle that people here in the United States can help stop, because it's U.S. tax dollars that go directly to Israel to help support this occupation.
Can you give contact information for the New York Solidarity?
If people want to contact the New York Solidarity Movement, they can call 718-875-1850.
We'd like to thank our guests for being on our show. Our engineer today was Max. Your hosts today have been Slab, Saki, and myself, Mari Nieves. The show, as always, is a production of the Rise Up Radio Student Voices Collective. And in the words of our brothers and sisters from the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, the New African Liberation Movement, free the land, free East Timor, free Puerto Rico, free Palestine. Free the people, the land.
That's right. Rise Slab up. Has an announcement you want to make really quickly, and tell us what track you're.
Next song is Riot Act by Gangsta, Ladies Gangsta album. Do have an announcement? The song's playing.
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight at 7:30, Friday, July 11th, at the Montclair Amphitheater, The Next Level and Warrior Entertainment presents special guest New York's The Welfare Poets. They'll be performing along with the 2003 New Jersey Slam Team, The Wide Open Mic, and a DJ will be performing at the Montclair High School Amphitheater. The show starts early at 7:30, but it's going to run till the break of dawn, and it's only for $10. For more information, call 917-440-3112. Thank you.
Peace.
Cause there's too much going on in the world. This ain't quite right. See, you're just adding to the problem. Young gun, high strung, ready to trade, revolver. 9 million in your waist.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother,
what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Man.
This is Jeffrey Wright.
This is Mos Def.
You're listening to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI.
New York, New York, 99.5 FM.